WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. More free parking could become available in College Station's Northgate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says it was requested by Northgate business owners.
They would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, so the lunch hours free, and we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there.
The council learned at last night's meeting the rate changes will take effect by August 19th. The council approved delivery parking at the back of the promenade mornings between 7 and 11, and the council approved new zoning to allow microbreweries in Northgate. A longtime employee at the City of Bryan has added responsibilities. Water Services Director Mark Jurek's work includes code enforcement.
So junk vehicles, high weeds and grass, open storage, those kind of things are going to be new to me. Signs, those are new over here. So we've taken all these eight individuals, put them under one roof right now at the nerve center, the mothership. We're going to try to take these people and put a dynamic blend. So we want to cross-train.
Jurica says eight employees will be cross-trained to handle more duties.
It goes from as small as just a sign on a utility pole to something being illegally dumped into the sewer system it could be colors on a building.
Bryan residents and business owners are encouraged to call in with questions and complaints to 209-5900. 5 years after being approved by College Station voters, construction starts this fall on a new freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. The Texas Transportation Commission yesterday awarded the $5.4 million project. Completion is projected in the spring of 2015. The city had budgeted $740,000 to buy right-of-way and easements along Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive, which is between the Med and Brian Bachman Park. The only questions College Station City Council asked last night before approving a list of budget amendments were about new synthetic turf fields at Veterans Park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz was asked why the total cost went up by $600,000.
We missed the numbers a little bit. We had a consultant come in and give us numbers of what other projects that they've done, and we missed it. We undershot it.
About one-fourth of the $4.4 million project is additional parking.
Just over $1 million alone just for parking. And if you all are aware of the situation in Veterans Park, parking is at a premium, so we did not want to skimp in that area.
The fields will have lights bright enough for games to be seen on television. A flood control pond will also be built. The $450 million redevelopment of Kyle Field now has the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. That follows funding agreements between A&M, the City of College Station, Brazos County, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB President Shannon Overby, who just returned from a national conference, says it's a first.
There's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us going, how did you do that? We want to do something like that in our own community.
A&M is getting $36 million over the next 30 years from increases in the local hotel occupancy tax. In return, the CVB gets to rent university facilities at reduced rates for tourism and convention-related events. Tuesday is the last day of the state legislature's second special session, where the House and Senate are still split over future highway funding.
I'm fearful that we may be headed to another session. The governor's already threatened that if we don't get it done, he will call a special session. And I do think transportation is that important.
Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's Infomaniacs had not planned on being in Austin for this long.
Don't let the lease run out on your apartment yet, right?
Oh, no, it's gone. I'm staying at a $40 a night motel.
Oh,
would you believe I can buy one of those over here?
Man, that's amazing.
The House had not come up with a proposed constitutional amendment where 100 members will approve, the magic number to send to voters. And the practice of hydraulic fracturing or fracking in energy production should be regulated by the states. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has introduced legislation to combat attempts by at least 10 federal agencies to add regulations.
There are, you know, a couple of movies out, Gasland 1 and 2, that have tried to dramatize problems with it, but it's a movie. I mean, they're movies, and the incidents they report were all widely discredited. is being caused by hydraulic fracturing. So my bill is a way to assert the primacy of states' rights and to restrict the ability of the federal government to go down a rabbit trail that it doesn't have the statutory authority to go down.
Among those testifying yesterday in Washington supporting Flores's proposal were state regulatory officials, including those with the Texas Railroad Commission. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
You gotta take care of Texas. It's the only one we got. If you're well up in Lubbock or down in Lukenbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas. Don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes. So let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org. Pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas. It's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. It's 6:14. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Call them a 268 roof.
All week long, we've been dealing with high pressure over the Gulf of Mexico, and we find it there again this morning. Stalled frontal system in the extreme northeastern part of the state's responsible for the storms we're seeing off to our north. Today, partial sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 95, partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, the risk of a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, highs near 95. Sun on Sunday, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Ryan Swope, unfortunately, has to hang up the cleats. We've got Meet the Aggies night information for you. And with training camps opening up across the country, there are 35 Aggies getting ready to play pro football. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll cover it for you about 6:50.
A new way to infuse yourself with coffee. We'll tell you about that later on this morning.
I'm all ears.
We need one more way to do that. Okay.
Is it an IV at Starbucks?
Yeah, no. A stripper. Let's just go ahead and call her what she is. She'd be a...
I thought that was, adult dancer?
Oh, yeah.
Bambi, a stripper.
Never mind.
Yeah,
never mind. Okay. Anyway. She's just won a lawsuit against Nebraska police who confiscated over $1 million in $10,000 bundles tied with hair ties after a routine traffic stop. Tara Mishra, probably danced under the name of Bambi or whatever. Anyway, she had been an exotic dancer in California for 15 years and had managed to save $1,074,000. So she gave the cash to friends to open a New Jersey nightclub. But when those friends were pulled over in Nebraska, the police suspected the money was tied to drugs, and they confiscated all the cash. This week, police failed to find evidence of drug activity, and since the canine search revealed only a trace of amounts of illegal drugs on money, which of course,
always happens.
Yeah, it really does. A judge found that her story was completely credible, and he ordered the cash given back to the lady.
Good for her.
I mean, that's a pretty strange story
right there.
But, you know. And
was it all in one?
I'll quit it. No, but they were folded funny.
Yeah.
Oh. You got a great time together.
Information. You made me do that.
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
No, hey, just keep talking, pal.
Just get you to the train, a plane, a bus.
All on you.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Hey, how about that sports?
Yeah, all right. Change the subject.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik services all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. Malik prides themselves on being honest, upfront, and fair. Malik gives you all the options you need so that you can make an educated decision. Financing available too.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at malikservice.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 207. Got 158 of them to go. It's Aunt and Uncle Day. Aunt and Uncle Day. Kind of forgotten relatives sometimes. I've never seen a card for Aunt and Uncle Day.
Oh, I bet you can find them.
Yeah, probably you're out there. The Gilroy Garlic Festival begins in Gilroy, California, if you care. And today is National Talk in an Elevator Day. And, of course, we're here. We have an opportunity to have an elevator.
Would you like me to do a live broadcast later?
Yeah, well, you know, we could do that, but it reverberates in there, you know. And the thing is, we know a lot of the people in the elevator, so it's not that unusual. Plus the fact, I mean, there are just a lot of us who ride together. So it happens around here, but still.
Yeah, it's kind of cliquish that way.
It is. It's kind of fun.
Just sure.
Do that. All right, here we go for birthdays.
Kate Beckinsale is 40 years old. She was in Underworld, Van Helsing, and Click. Jeremy Piven is 48, who I find really funny. Mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock is 49.
Oh, my. Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Danny Woodburn is 49 from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
He was Mickey Abbott.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Cherone, 52, from Van Halen and Extreme. Kevin Spacey's 54. Dorothy Hamill in her hair, 57. Uh-huh.
You know, she really did. She changed America.
Yeah, pretty
with
much.
That hairstyle.
Roger Taylor, 64. He's the drummer in Queen. Helen Mirren is 68.
Oh, she's good.
Everybody in the world knows who that mm-hmm. is. Mick Jagger is 70.
And, you know, in pretty dang good shape.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
Yep. The father of Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Rebe, LaToya, Randy, Janet, and Michael.
All of them.
Joe Jackson's 85.
Oh, yeah.
And James Best, best known as Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Oh, sure.
He is 87 years old.
All right. If you watch Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Nana Visitor is 56, and Susan George would be 63. Now, on Saturday, you know, I don't know if you had Bugs Bunny's birthday or not.
I do not.
Oh, well, there you go. So we have that. And it's also the anniversary of the first isolation in a lab of insulin, which obviously made a big difference. That was back in 1921. All right, but birthdays are?
Jonathan Reyes Myers is 36. He's in the Tudors. Oh. A-Rod's 38. He's probably not playing baseball.
Yeah.
Maya Rudolph is 41 from Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Triple H is 44 from WWE.
Oh, of course.
Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck is 45. Bill Engvall, here's your son.
Here's your son, yeah.
56. You'll remember the 80s music movie Young Einstein. Yahoo Sirius is 60.
Of course. Who should be taken that way.
The lady that sang The Morning After, Maureen McGovern, is 64. Yeah. Peggy Fleming, 65. Betty Thompson.
Wow, so she was a, wasn't she a skate person too? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. She was, I think, the first U.S. gold medalist.
Right, yeah.
Forever, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Thompson is 65 from Hill Street Blues. Bobby Gentry, Ode to Billy Joel, is 69. Mm. Jerry Van Dyke is 82.
82.
And Norman Lear is 91. And he had a couple hits.
Yeah, right. He did.
All of the Family, the Jeffersons, One Day at a Time, Good Times. I can keep going.
Owns a copy of the Declaration of Independence.
No kidding.
Yep, yep.
That's cool.
He puts it out on tour. Let's people see it from time to time. Yeah, it is. All right, on Sunday, it's Chocolate Milk Day. Just, you know, if you want to. All right, birthdays?
Sally Struthers.
Oh.
She is 66.
Uh-huh.
The wife of Meathead.
Yeah, yeah, at least on the show.
Yeah. Elizabeth Berkley is 41. She was in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and Showgirls.
I left that out.
Yeah, I know.
Alexis Arquette is 44. Patricia, David, and Roseanne's sister.
Uh-huh.
Lori Loughlin, 49. Mm. That was Jesse's wife in Full House.
Sure.
And the guy that created Garfield, Jim Davis, is 68.
Oh, wow. Bill Bradley, basketball player and a senator, was 70. And guns up, Scott Pelley, Texas Tech boy. He's the guy who reads us the news on CBS in 60 Minutes.
I didn't know he was from Texas Tech.
Yep, absolutely.
I'll be darned.
Sure enough. He's 56 today. All right, 622.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, Fox News has released brand new polling data on a whole host of issues, including Obamacare, by a large 47-11% margin. Voters expect the 2010 health care law will cost them rather than save them money in the coming year. Well, they're right, by the way. And the poll asked people to take an up or down vote on Obamacare. 40% say they would vote to keep the law in place, while 53% want it repealed. And by the way, that number is getting stronger to repeal it every day. Rather than try to fix the law, repeal it. The Obama administration is just delaying it. Now, according to an analysis by the AP, promoting Obamacare, it's going to cost us $700 million. Your tax dollars going to convince people something that they don't agree with.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A surprise loss at Amazon. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Amazon continues to spend heavily to expand its business, and the online superstore posted a loss for the latest quarter despite stronger sales. Amazon says the purchases of digital content rights and investments in order fulfillment weighed on its margins. Starbucks fans and a drop in coffee prices helped give the coffee chain a solid quarter. Starbucks sales increased. Its profit rose 25%. The company raised its outlook for the year. In the future, you should have a better handle on whether you're giving up any personal information when you download an app to your smartphone or tablet. Industry groups and privacy advocates have come up with new voluntary guidelines to help consumers. In addition to the lengthy privacy policies and legalese few people bother to read, apps will likely provide brief summaries outlining whether any information from the device is being transmitted to marketers. The stock futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this?
Caviar.
Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live?
Chic.
Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Good morning. It's 626, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. More of the same, right about 100 degrees all the way through Tuesday of next week. We do have a slight chance of maybe some pop-up showers starting tonight and heading on through Saturday and Sunday. We'll see. Low temperature each night around 75 or so. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5 miles an hour, about 90% relative humidity, and we have 78 out there.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Most things can be explained one way or another, but there are a few things that have no explanation. We'll explore a few of them. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801. That's 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801.
There are some things that just don't make sense.
One of the things is that 96% of the universe is missing, and that scientists don't know what most of the universe is made of.
Science writer Michael Brooks, author of the book 13 Things That Don't Make Sense, says this is one of those things that has scientists baffled.
They know that there's something out there that has mass, but they can't see it. So when you gather up all the information about stars and planets and all the stuff that's made out of ordinary stuff, that can only account for about 4% of the universe. And the rest of it seems to be in some form of invisible matter, just called dark matter.
You've no doubt heard of the placebo effect. However,
there's a kind of split in scientific opinion on this. There's very strong evidence that shows no effect of placebo whatsoever when you look at all the scientific literature. And yet, on an individual case-by-case basis, there does seem to be a lot of evidence that placebo actually does have an effect. There's a classic study of diazepam, which is Valium, that shows that it doesn't reduce your anxiety level unless you actually know you're taking it. When people get it in a hidden dose, they say they're still just as anxious as they were.
If the placebo effect does work, it seems to only work on things that are subjective, like pain and anxiety.
It doesn't seem to have any effect on things like lung disease or cancer. So the power of positive thinking in that respect doesn't seem to be able to help you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's national attention about funding agreements recently approved to help pay for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. Convention and Visitors Bureau President Shannon Overby says it was a conversation topic during a convention last week in Orlando.
As far as I understand it, with a university, we are the first ones to pull a university, two cities, and a county all together to get something like this done.
And she's working on bringing all the parties together to celebrate what she considers to be a historic agreement.
Because there's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us.
Increasing the local hotel occupancy tax will generate $36 million for the project. In return, A&M reduced rates at university facilities for the CVB to bring in convention and tourism business. The $450 million project has also received the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. More construction will be starting along the Earl Rudder Freeway. At least 5 years in the making are improvements of the freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. A $5.4 million contract was awarded yesterday by the Texas Transportation Commission. Construction starts this fall and is expected to be completed in the spring of 2015. In 2008, College Station voters passed a bond issue to buy right-of-way to expand Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive between Brian Bachman Park and the Med. A reorganization of Bryan City employees has moved the Code Enforcement Department under Public Works. The new supervisor is Water Services Director Mark Jurica.
Instead of having four people specialized in one thing, we'll have eight people who can do everything. Send these folks out within the city, have more feet on the ground, hopefully have a more observant crew, and hopefully provide a better service to our residents and to our customers.
Bryan business owners and residents are also invited to report questions and report concerns and ask questions.
It's just in general the standards which the city council's put forward that we want to make sure that those standards are being met and we have a fair and a uniform playing field for everybody within the city to operate under.
The Public Works phone number is 209-5900. The College Station City Council took up three items involving the Northgate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says city staff and business owners came up with another location for short-term delivery parking.
It's still a work in progress. It's not, 100%, but we're looking at taking a back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a temporary loading zone.
The council also heard about parking rate changes that will start by August 19th. There will be free parking at the promenade over lunch hours and higher rates at other times. Also, Northgate zoning was changed to allow microbreweries. Online at WTAW.com, you can get more information on all three issues. More than $4 million is going into improvements at Veterans Park. The College Station City Council approved a budget amendment last night for the project. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says the project is much more than adding two synthetic turf fields.
Over $1 million is just parking. You have several hundred thousand into the detention pond. You have several hundred thousand into the sidewalk access, the lighting.
Schmidt says it's for more than the return of the state 7-on-7 football championships.
One is youth soccer, the other is youth and older soccer. And in between that, we have a lacrosse tournament. So we've already booked those in, and that's at a time when we normally don't have the fields available. So we already have people knocking on our door to use those facilities.
Funding comes from College Station's hotel occupancy tax. A subcommittee in the U.S. House took testimony yesterday on legislation proposed by Congressman Bill Flores giving states regulatory control over the oil production practice of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Testimony included an illustration using an iPad.
The thing that makes that iPad work is the charger. But if you look at this great increase in natural gas production that we've had of abundant, inexpensive natural gas, it's caused a revolution in manufacturing jobs. And what is it that's put us in that position? It's because the new technologies we're using in hydraulic fracturing, essentially the charger for our natural gas world that we have today in the United States, this new environment, is hydraulic fracturing.
Flores says his bill is in response to at least 10 federal agencies who want to regulate fracking. The state legislature remains divided over what to ask voters to increase highway funding. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the House doesn't have 100 votes supporting the Senate plan.
They put a $6 billion minimum for the rainy day fund to not drop below, and I don't know whether that's going to pass in the House. I know that probably a lot of the real conservative Republicans would be voting for it, but it puts in danger some of the education funding, and I don't think we're going to get much help from Democrats on that, so I'm not sure we can get 100 votes.
100 votes are necessary out of the House for voters to consider a constitutional amendment. Ann Kiplinger's Personal Finance is named Bryan College Station as one of the top 10 places to live in the country. The Twin Cities rank third. Rankings are based on populations and job availability, home pricing, schools, and health care access. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community.
But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Good morning, it's 6:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another day, another big complex of thunderstorms off to our north. For today, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 95 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, we could see a late-day storm. Highs will be near 95. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, lows near 75. Sunday, partial sun, the risk of a late-day storm. Highs on Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Bombers, Rangers, and Astros all in action last night. Also, Ryan Swope hangs up the cleats due to concussion issues. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you around about 6:50.
You know, the concussions are a concern anytime, but especially as the NFL is battling
a huge PR campaign on it.
Yep. And again, and I don't know that there's a lot that you can do. The best technology you can put out there is what you should do. But, I think basically what they did is they put him on the list that if he came back to the NFL, they'd still have the rights to him. But, again, Ryan Swope gave us some great memories wearing maroon and white.
Without question.
You know, that's...
Feisty guy.
Yep, kind of an unfortunate deal. But, anyhow, he had certainly a good college career. All right, let's see what's going on. Well, you know, you heard John Rainey. The boys and girls in the House and the boys and girls in the Senate just apparently can't get along when it comes to funding for highways yet. They got until Tuesday of next week to do that. And if they don't, then they'll come back for a third, count it, 1, 2, 3, third special session. And, of course, if they do that, there could be other things on the call as well. We just let them spend all summer over there, right? Doesn't cost us any money, does it?
Nah. Of course not.
No, not at all. So how about Eric Holder yesterday in Philadelphia, pretty much throwing down the legal gauntlet? Doesn't care what that stinking Supreme Court says. He thinks that he can go in there and enact some, this all comes from the Voting Rights Act back in 1965. He thinks he can come back in and change things. Actually, in Texas, I mean, he put Texas right in the crosshairs. He says that there still is a racial bias against Latinos, and it's... it is prevalent right there in the redistricting plan that was approved. So we'll see how all that plays out. What, Look who was raising money in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Boom.
That would have been Wendy Davis from Fort Worth.
Well, there's no real big surprise there.
Yep, high-dollar breakfast fundraiser yesterday morning and kind of a lower-budget soiree in the evening amid indications that she is not considering a run for lieutenant governor as an alternative to a run for governor or the re-election to the state senate. We'll see what happens.
She's got, if you'll forgive the use of words, she's got a lot of political capital right
she
now.
She does. She has a little bit of a profile. I mean, and I guess you got to move on that if you can. Matt Engel, who is the founder of the Democrat Lone Star Project, which conducted a Twitter town hall with Davis between fundraisers, said speculation that Davis might find the lieutenant governor's office a more inviting target actually misses the point. If Davis were to be elected to preside over a mostly Republican Senate, the majority would use Senate rules to pretty much strip the lieutenant governor's office of much power. And that's really pretty much right. I think he's probably dead on when it comes to that. So we'll see what happens. It's fascinating because if you talk to at least Republican strategists, they say she'll really have a pretty tough time just getting her state Senate seat back.
That's what the rumor is anyway.
Strangely enough, the broader base she has, maybe she could do a little bit better. So we got a new study out there apparently confirming what previous studies have also alluded to, and that is that conservatives are generally happier than liberals. Latest study comes from Canada. I don't know what Brock and Ryerson Universities. One possible reason that conservatives are always polled as happier than liberals, they tend to be married and religious at higher percentages than liberals, two traits that many researchers connect with happiness. Well, and also just the idea that I believe that most conservatives understand your success is out there on the street, so go get it. You know, if you're willing to work hard, do a good day's work, be honest, treat your fellow person with respect, and you know, reach for the higher branch, then, you know, They're good things to be done, and liberals generally think that they're owed something, and I think that has a lot to do with it, too, because if you're walking around thinking you're owed something by somebody, you're not getting your due, then you get angry over
that.
Yeah,
always be disappointed.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's fine about the married and religious, that's okay, but I think there are other aspects in there, too, just kind of the way conservatives look at life and the way that liberals look at life. The National Journal reports that House Republicans may try to back Democrats into a political corner when it comes to immigration reform. Apparently, Eric Cantor, who's the House Majority Leader out of Virginia, has come up with this idea that they can kind of back the Democrats into a corner when it comes to immigration reform. The plan would be to go along with offering a path to citizenship for the so-called Dreamers, those are minor children, brought to the U.S. by their parents who are still illegals, in exchange for tighter border security. And certainly in talking to Bill Flores, tighter border security is something that he believes is an important part of any kind of immigration legislation. Okay, this is a story I just want to do. I mean, it's controversial, but I want to do it. So, Alabama Public Service Commission, okay? Alabama Public Service Commission kicked off a meeting on power rates last week with a prayer against gay marriage and reproductive rights. John Delwin Jordan,
oh, man,
who was at the meeting to testify on behalf of the Tea Party, opened the meeting with a prayer after receiving a laudatory introduction from the head of the Alabama Public Service Commission. Now, the name of the lady who is the head of the Alabama Public Service Commission, Twinkle Kavanaugh.
Twinkle.
Twinkle. Her name's Twinkle.
Well, you awesome. Can't control what your parents name.
You're right, but you don't have to use that. She probably got a third name, but that's okay. I mean, it's okay.
So what old Twinkle have to say?
Yeah, well, she does this laudatory introduction of Mr. Jordan, and then Mr. Jordan offers the prayer. But it's pretty interesting because a guy named John Archibald, who's a columnist for the Birmingham News, writes that the prayer may in fact have served more as a diversion so that Twinkle and the gang could get together and do exactly what they wanted, and that was raise utility rates against the people of Alabama. So, because everybody's talking about Not that Twinkle's name is Twinkle, but they're talking about the prayer that Mr. Jordan offered before his testimony. What Archibald writes is, they want the issue lost in a passionate belief. Alabama's power rate structure, period. It is a structure that, for residential customers, causes them to pay a higher equity return to the utility companies, in fact, 30 to 40% higher. It also allows the company to write off the salary of the CEO of the company, who makes $8 million. It's the company that lets them get that 30 to 40% higher equity return. According to testimony today, that was not disputed. And it allows it to take hundreds of millions of dollars in higher profits that could have been saved by the ratepayers of Alabama and pumped back into the economy. So they kind of threw a little red herring over there and got everybody running over to talk about the prayer when they just went ahead and jacked up the rates on
That's
the people of Alabama.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, really. And you know, that probably ought to make you uncomfortable. We've had that little tussle in Texas over insurance rates before. And in Bryan College Station, of course, we don't really have a choice to choose our power provider. So we don't hear about those kind of discussions that go on with the utility commission. But, yeah, you don't need to be trying to send people off in another direction when you're going to whack them over the head with their utility rates. All right, 648.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best the Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Variegated ground covers can be very colorful in a landscape thing and add a lot of special appeal. However, if you're in a part of Texas where alkaline soils often leave plants yellowed from iron deficiency, variegated plants may not have as much appeal as they would in a rainforest setting. Now, shrubs that have big gold spots on their leaves may look like they, too, need to have some iron. There are several variegated ground covers that actually do present a chance to introduce yellows and whites where you might otherwise be thinking only of green. I have a list of some of the best of the variegated ground covers right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free, shipping and handling $2. Total price, only $25.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. We're going to start with variegated liriopes when we talk about variegated ground covers. The most common of this group is the old favorite called silvery sunproof. However, many will attest that it actually is neither silvery nor sunproof. Its leaves are closer to a creamy white with medium green banding, and it does best in well-prepared and moist garden soils with afternoon shade. A narrow leaf selection called Silver Dragon boasts much whiter blades. However, variegation often brings with it a reduced growth rate, and that's true with Silver Dragon. Use it where you want a small ground cover bed in shade or part shade, morning sun only, and where you want the most striking of color contrasts. Variegated Asian jasmine. There actually are several bronze leaf variations to our most popular Texas ground cover, some of them fairly new, but the white variegated form has been around for decades. It looks like standard Asian jasmine. It grows at almost the same pace, but it's marbled with creamy white variegation. Positioned against low evergreens, it's a stunning plant. I have it in our landscape, and I've loved it for about 20 or 25 years. Variegated English ivies can be beautiful. Nurseries sell dozens of selections. Often they're in the houseplant and hanging basket area, and many of them will grow outdoors, although they are a little more tender than regular English ivy. So give them some protection, certainly from the sun and also from the cold weather. Variegated Vinca Major. There was a time when this plant and its green parent were the most common shade ground covers in Texas. However, that was 60 years ago, and now they've been replaced by other types. All of the trailing vincas have issues with leaf rollers late each summer. The plants become stemmy and ragged. They must be trimmed and reshaped. However, nothing is any more attractive in spring than a bed of luxuriant vinca ground cover with the purple pinwheel-like flowers. And the variegated form is very pretty. Variegated ajugas are lovely, like Burgundy Glow or Silver Beauty, with its yellow variegation against green leaves. These are slow-growing ground covers. Use them in moderation. Use them in small spaces. And finally, Domino Aspidistra. Cast iron plant is the common name of this tall ground cover. It gets about 2 feet tall, leaves that are 4 inches wide. Domino is a variegated, freckled, speckled type. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The Arizona Cardinals officially put Ryan Swope on the reserve retired list. The Aggie wideout was put on the list because of his ongoing concussion issues. Quote, "We knew Ryan has a concussion history in college and understood that could possibly be an issue," said General Manager Steve Keim. "But weighing all the elements, the medical information available, the particular position in the draft, it was a decision we were comfortable making." He continues saying, "As it turned out, he had a setback after setback when he got here. Over the course of the subsequent evaluations, we decided that Ryan's long-term well-being was the number one priority, and this was the best course of action to take." 1 week prior to the season opener against Rice, fans of Texas A&M football will have the opportunity to meet the Aggies. The Aggie football teams will sign autographs Saturday, August the 24th, from 1:30 to 3 inside the Gillum Indoor Track Complex located in the south end of Kyle Field. NFL training camps opening across the country with 35 former Aggies vying for positions on the final rosters. The longest tenured Aggie in the NFL is all-pro punter Shane Leckler, who played 13 years for the Raiders before joining the Texans in the offseason. Leckler was a four-year Aggie letterman from 96 to 99. In Bombers baseball, Logan Birch of Lubbock Christian University got his start for the Bombers. He went 7 innings, giving up 6 hits, 1 run, striking out 5, and the Bombers halted a 2-game skid, beating Victoria 4-1. In Birch's last start, he had no Ks, and he was asked what worked better for him last night.
"Just my ability to keep them off balance and miss bats, basically. I mean, there wasn't anything I was doing any different than last time. Just tried to get strike one, strike two, strike three."
Bombers are at home Saturday against the East Texas Pump Jacks. First pitch at 7:05.
Meiser lines a base hit into left center field. Edwin scores. Adam getting the wave home. The throw comes in. There's no relay. Lynn scores. And the Blue Jays lead Houston 4-0.
Mark Burrell pitched a two-hitter, and the Blue Jays ended a 7-game skid, beating the Astros 4-0. The last-place Blue Jays had been 0-6 since the All-Star break. Toronto had dropped 14 of their last 18, and Houston lost last night for the 18th time in 22 games. Mariano Rivera is like the Duracell bunny. He keeps on winning and winning and winning, and the New York Yankees beat the Rangers 2-0 last night. Rivera pitched a 9th inning for his 33rd save of the season, extending his career record to 641. Here's Rangers manager Ron Washington after getting nipped by the Yankees.
"I'm just a little inconsistent, but we're going to keep grinding. It's not like a base hit didn't solve some things. We had opportunities to get some base hits. We just didn't get it."
On now to the Aaron Hernandez saga. More documents were released in the case yesterday, and most newsworthy was a photo that emerged of Hernandez's home surveillance camera. ABC Boston notes police say the photo was taken about 15 minutes following the death of 27-year-old Olden Lloyd. It appears as though Hernandez, in the photo, is holding a gun in his left hand. All the relevant news that emerged during the unsealing of the documents was the killing was used with a .45 caliber gun, and the police say they have not recovered it yet. The Houston Texans have placed Adrian Foster and safety Ed Reed on physically unable to perform list a day before the first practice of training camp, which is today. Reed is recovering from surgery to repair a partially torn labrum that happened on April the 30th. Foster strained his right calf early in the organized team activities and didn't practice again, but the team said he should be ready to go by today. Matt Schaub had high praise for J.J. Watt coming into this year's training camp.
You know, it was just incredible to see the amount of plays, given the attention he was getting, especially the second half of the season. And I'd like to say he can get better and achieve more, but, you know, those numbers were pretty impressive that he had. But, you know, I see the sky's the limit for him. He can legitimately be one of the best defenders to ever play this game.
And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088.